Hey everyone, I'm Kara Winowski. I'm the marketing manager here at Pomarco, and today I'm here with Dave Drozd, the VP of Manufacturing. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing great, Kara. Yourself?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
So I wanted to sit down with you and talk a little bit about our new Analox manufacturing facility in Batavia, Illinois. We've recently opened and we're fully operational now, so can you give a little background on why we made the move?
Well, there was several reasons, Kara. The old building that we were in for almost 70 years. We were doing a chrome plating operation, which we relocated to our Roselle facility along with mechanical engraving. So we didn't need as much space, and the ergonomics of the old building weren't good for the guys. The lighting was very poor. The product flow through the plant was very poor, so we wanted to make those improvements for our employees and for able to show customers our plant and be able to conduct good plant tours.
Yeah, so can you talk a little bit more about the flow of the manufacturing floor?
So when we took the opportunity for the new building, we designed this building with all of the manufacturing stations under a bridge crane system. This system allows us to go from each department via cranes. Instead of the guys manually moving carts or buggies around, we actually move our product, the Analox rolls, from table to table, from station to station. We've got a nice flow going through the plant from incoming inspection through final inspection.
It sounds a lot more productive than the old building was.
Yes, definitely.
So how are the employees settling in?
You know, I think for the most part they're doing pretty well. I think they're understanding the design of the building and why we laid it out the way we did. It was a major change for them going from one system to the new system, but I think they've adjusted very well, and I think most of the guys, I think today, are really enjoying the way it's laid out.
And I know this building was designed with our employees in mind, as well as our production and our customers in mind. I know a lot of thought was put into this project, and I can't wait until I get to see it in person. So right now it's not open to the public, but once it is, obviously we're going to be open for visits and tours and all kinds of things like that. But until it's open to the public, make sure that you guys check out our virtual plant tour that we have up on our YouTube channel, and keep checking back with us for more updates. Thank you so much for sitting down with me today, Dave.
You're welcome, Kara. Anytime.